Shlishi. Ki yachris Hashem elekecha es hagoyim. When Hashem will cut down the nations, asher atovosham eloreshes oisam, that you are coming over there to take possession from them, and he will cut them down biponecha from before you, viyorashta oisam, and you will take possession from them, viyoshafta be'artzam, and you will settle in their lands. Hishomer lecha. Beware for yourselves, pentinokish acharehem, as Targum learns, lest you stumble after them, or as Rashi learns, lest you be confused after them. Acharei hishomdo miponecho, since they have been destroyed from before you, you should take notice, why have they been destroyed? Why did Hashem destroy them? It is because of their corrupt ways, and because they strayed from Hashem. And if you will stray from Hashem, and do like they do, then you will also be destroyed by other nations. Upentidroish lelohem lemar, lest you seek out their gods, saying, Echa yadu hagoyim o'ela es elohehem, how did the nations serve their gods? Ve'esa kein gam oni, and I will also go and worship their gods in the same manner. And Rashi tells us that there are two psukim concerning the isser of Avodah Zarah. In Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says, Zoyveach lo elohim yochorom, one who shechs to an Avodah Zarah will be killed. Bilti lashem levadoi, you can only worship Hashem. And we learn from there that you are not allowed to worship any Avodah Zarah the way that Hashem is worshipped. One may not shecht, be makriv karbonois, nor pour nesachim to any Avodah Zarah, even if that is not the conventional way of serving those Avodah Zarahs. Our pasuk, Echa yavdu hagoyim ho'ela es Eloheihem, teaches us that one may not worship each particular Avodah Zarah in the manner that it is normally worshipped. One may not expose himself and excrete before Pa'ar, nor throw a stone at Marculus, because that is the way it is worshipped. The pasuk continues, Loisasa kein l'Hashem alekecha, you shall not do so to Hashem your God. And there is a machloikis between the Mizrahi and the Gor Aryeh how to learn this pasuk. Mizrahi learns that the pasuk is telling us not to worship Hashem in the manner that the Goyim worship their Avodah Zarah. Not only shouldn't you worship their Avodah Zarah like that, but it is also usur to serve Hashem in that manner. Gor Aryeh says that this cannot be the pshat, since the Sifri clearly states that if one worships Hashem in the way the Goyim worship their Avodah Zarah, he is potter. Therefore the Gor Aryeh explains the pasuk like this, Loisasa kein, do not do like this to worship their Avodah Zarah in the manner that is usual for them to be worshipped. Because, Lashem Elekecha, Hashem is your God, he does so much good for you, and therefore you should not worship other gods. According to the Gor Aryeh, the pasuk is not speaking about serving Hashem in the manner that other Avodah Zarahs are worshipped, but rather even this pasuk is referring to serving the Avodah Zarahs in the way they are normally worshipped. And the pasuk continues, Ki kol tayavas Hashem, because everything that is an abomination to Hashem, asher soneh, that Hashem hates, osu leloihehem, they do to their gods, ki gamis b'neihem v'sbenoisehem, yisrfu ba'esh leloihehem, because also their sons and their daughters, they burn in fire to their gods. According to Rashi, this cannot be referring to the Avodah Zarah of Moilech mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and in Parshas Shoftim, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Yud. Because over there, Rashi says that the way to serve Moilech was to make two bonfires and give the child over to the priest, who would lead the child between the two bonfires. However, the child would not be killed by the fire. Therefore, when the pasuk over here says, Espineyem vespinoiseyem, yisrfu ba'esh lelohehem, this must be talking about another type of Avodah Zarah, not Moilech. However, according to Ramban, who learns that by Moilech, the child was burnt to death, then this pasuk can be referring to the Avodah Zarah of Moilech. Zok Rashi, pasuk lamed, pentinokesh, Ukulis Targum, Targum explains, Lashon Moikesh, it is an expression of stumbling. Bani Oimer, however I say, Shleichosh ledakdek beloshin. Targum was not careful to be precise in explaining the exact language of the word. Shelo matzinu nun beloshin moikesh. We never find a nun in the word moikesh that means to stumble. Ba'afilu liyisayin hanoifel mimenu. We don't even find it as part of the root of the word that falls away from it sometimes. It's not even a letter that is there sometimes and sometimes not there. It is never there in the word that means stumbling. Avo beloshin tiro fikishkosh matzinu nun. However, if we explain it to mean confusion and knocking, over there in that word moikesh, we do find a nun. Like the pasuk says in Daniel, Va'ar kevose and his knees, do ledo nakshon, one to the other knocked against each other. So we see there is a nun in the word nakshon that means to knock. Ve'af ze ani omer, and also for this word I say, penti nokesh acharehem means penti tarif acharehem, lest you be confused after them, liois koruch achar masehem, to be tied down to go after their deeds. V'chein, and so it says in Tehillim, yenakesh noyshe l'chol ashaloi, the creditor will come knocking after all that he has. Mikalales harosha, he curses the rasha, liois olav noyshim rabim, that he should have on him many creditors. V'yu machzirun umisnakshim achar momoinoi, and they will constantly come knocking after his money. So again we see that when moikesh means knocking and confusion, we find a nun by the word. Like the pasuk says, yenakesh, just like in our pasuk, pen tinokesh. Zagrashi acharei hishomdo miponecho, achar shetire sheashmidem miponecho, since you saw that I destroyed them from before you, yesh lecho loses leiv, you should take notice. Mipnei ma nishmidu elu, why were these nations destroyed? Mipnei masim mikul kolom shebidehem, it must be because of their corrupt deeds that they committed. Avata lo sasakein, you also should not follow them and do so. Shelo yavoyu acherim viyashmiducho, in order that others won't come and destroy you. Echa yavdu, how do the goyim worship their avodah zaras? Lefi shelo onash al avodah selilim, since the Torah does not punish on worshiping avodah zara, elo only al zavoyah, if one shechs to the avodah zara, vikitur, or if one smokes a carbon for it, vinisuch, or if one pours different liquids before the avodah zara, v'hishtachavo, or if somebody bows down to the avodah zara, k'moy shekosev, like the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, bilti l'Hashem levadei, only to Hashem. And we learn out from there that it is also to do dvarim hanasim l'gavoya, to worship these avodah zaras in the way that you worship Hashem. You are not allowed to shecht, or to be maktir, or to pour, or to bow down to these avodah zaras, because that is the way you serve Hashem. This pasuk is coming to add, if the conventional way of worshipping a certain avodah zara is in a different manner, kigoin, for example, poyer lepaor, one who exposes himself and excretes before the avodah zara paor, or vizorik even lemarkulis, one who throws a stone at the avodah zara markulis, zuhi avodaso, that is the way this avodah zara is supposed to be worshipped. The chayiv, and therefore you are chayiv for worshipping the avodah zara in the manner that is normal to worship it. Avos zvoyach v'kito v'nisaf v'shtachavo, however shechting and being makter on the mizbeach and pouring and bowing down before the avodah zaras, afilu shalek edarka chayiv, you are chayiv even if those things are not the manner and the way of serving these avodah zaras. You are chayiv if you serve the avodah zara in the way that it is normal to serve them, and also if you serve them in the way that Hashem is served, even if that is not the way that they are normally served. Zok Rashi ki gam es b'nehem, and Rashi is bothered, why does it say the word gam? Zok Rashi gam l'rabbis avoiseyem v'imoiseyem. Gam is coming to include their fathers and their mothers. Not only do the parents burn their children for the avodah zara, the children also burn their parents for the avodah zara. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ani ro'isi, I have seen Nochri, a goy, shekafse la'aviv lefnei kalboy, who tied his father down before the avodah zara that looked like a dog, ve'ochloy, and he caused the fire to consume his father. And the pasuk continues, Eis kol hadovar asher anochi mitzave eschem, everything that I am commanding you, oisei sishmu lasois, you should watch to do it, lo soisef alav v'lo sigra mimenu, do not add to the mitzvahs and do not subtract from the mitzvahs. As Rashi says, do not add to the mitzvahs by placing 5 parshiyos in your tefillin instead of 4, by taking 5 minim by lulav instead of 4, and by making 4 brachos by birchos kehanim instead of the 3 brachos yivarecha, yoer, and yisa. Let us see the Rashi on this pasuk. The pasuk said, Eskol hadavar, you shall watch all of the mitzvahs, zok Rashi kalo kevachamura. You should be careful with a light mitzvah just as much as you are careful with a seemingly more serious one. And although earlier in Pasuk Chav Ches, the Pasuk says, Shemar v'shomato es kol ha-devar mo'ele, and Rashi says over there, Shetehe chaviva olecho mitzvah kala, kemitzvah chamura, a light mitzvah should be beloved to you, as much as a seemingly more serious mitzvah. So why does Rashi have to repeat it over here and say again, kala kibachamura? Maskil David answers, that in Pasuk Chav Ches, it is referring to a mitzvah saseh. It should be beloved to you, a mitzvah asei kala, just like a mitzvah asei chamura. However, over here, it is referring to a mitzvah lois asei. You should be careful not to transgress a lois asei, which is kala, just like you are careful by a seemingly more serious one. And that is why in Pasuk Chav Ches, Rashi says the words, Shetehei Chaviva Alecha, it should be beloved to you, which Rashi does not say over here. Because over there it is referring to a mitzvah saseh, and it only makes sense to say it should be beloved to you on something that you get up and do, a mitzvah saseh. However, by a mitzvah lo saseh, where you are refraining from doing something, the words chaviva alecha does not apply. And that is why Rashi over here does not say the words shetehei chaviva alecha kala kevachamura. Zok Rashi tishmur lasois, you should watch to do, litein lo saseh alasei ho'amurim baparsha. The word Tishmeru is coming to add a loisase on the ases that were mentioned earlier in the parsha. Because in Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk says, Tisa uvasa, you should carry and come. And also it says, V'osisa oleisecha, you should bring your carbon oila. And it says, V'dam zivachecha yishafech, you should pour the blood of your carbon shlomim. These are all ases. Now the word Tishmeru is coming to teach us that besides for an asay, there are also loisases if one does not do this. He is mevatel and asay, and also a lois asay. That is why it says tishmeru lasois. Besides for lasois da asay, there is also tishmeru a lois asay. Shekol hishomer loshen lois asay. Whenever the Torah uses the expression hishomer, it is coming to say a lois asay, a negative commandment. Elo she'ein loiken al hishomer shel asay. However, there is a difference between when the Torah says a lois asay by stating the word tishmeru and hishomer, or when the Torah says loi, you shall not do. Because when the Torah says, Loi, you shall not do, and if you do it, and you transgress this Isser, then you get Malkus. However, if it just says, Hishomer, or Tishmeru, then one who transgresses this Isser is not Chayav Malkus. Elo she'ein loiken al Hishomer shel asay. You do not get Malkus on the word Hishomer that is written next to an asay. When the Torah wants to add a lois asay to the asay that was stated, and it says the word Hishomer, there is no Malkus if one transgresses such a lav. Zok Rashi loisoisiv olav, you shall not add to the mitzvahs. And Rashi gives three examples. Chamisha toitofois betfilin, if one makes five parshios in his tefillin instead of four. Hey minim belulav, if one takes five species by lulav instead of four. And also arba brochas beberchas kahanim, if the kohen makes four brochas by berchas kahanim instead of three, yivarecha, yoer, and gisa. And the obvious kasha over here is, why does the pasuk repeat the isra of Baal Tosif after already stating this Isser in Parshas Vayeschanon, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis? And also we must understand why Rashi over here is a bit different than Rashi in Vayeschanon. In both places, Rashi gives three examples of Baal Tosif. Two of them are the same in both places. One should not have five Taitafois in his tefillin and five Minim by his lulav. However, in Parshas Vayeschanon, Rashi cites a third example that one should not place five strings into the corner of his beged instead of four. And over here he says that the Kohen should not make four brachas by Birchas Kahanim instead of three. Why does Rashi change the example? And the Gur Aryeh answers that over there in Parshas Vayeschanon, the Pasuk is referring to adding to the mitzvahs by doing an action. By taking five minim belulav, wearing five parshios on your tefillin, and putting five strings through the corner of your beged. However, over here the Pasuk is adding that Baal Tosif exists even by dibor, even when one speaks. For example, when the Kohanim make four brachas in Birchas Kohanim instead of three brachas. And that is why Rashi over here adds the example of Birchas Kohanim, which is not mentioned in Parshas Vayeschanon. Because this whole pasuk is only mentioned to teach us that there is a din of Baal Tosif even by Dibor. And therefore Rashi must tell us the reason why this pasuk was added. And the reason for this is because of cases like Birchas Kohanim, where one is being over Baal Tosif because of his Dibor. There too there is an Isser of Baal Tosif. And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Navi Sheker. Ki yokum bekirbecha Navi, if there shall stand up among you a Navi, a choylem chaloyim, or somebody who had a dream, v'nosan eilecha ois oy moifes, and he will give you a sign or a wonder to prove to you that he is a true Navi. He will give you ois, a sign in the heavens, or a moifes, a wonder on the ground. Uvo ha'ois v'ha moifes asher diber eilecha, and the sign and the wonder that he spoke to you about came true. It happened. He was able to perform the miracle. Lamar, and then he says, Neilcha, let us go achare elohim acherim, after other gods, asher lo yedatom, that you do not know about, v'no of them, and let us worship them. Lo sishma el devre hanoveyahu, you shall not listen to this Navi, oi el choylem hachalomahu, or to this person that had a dream. And if you will ask, that if he is really only a Navi sheker, a false Navi, so why did Hashem give him powers to do and perform miracles. Ki benasa Hashem alekechem eschem, because Hashem is testing you, lodas, to know hayishchem oyehavim es Hashem alekechem, whether you love Hashem your God b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem, with your complete heart and your complete soul. Acharei Hashem alekechem teilechu, but rather you should follow Hashem your God va'osei siro'u, and you shall fear Hashem. Ves mitzvois of Tishmaru, and you shall watch his mitzvois, the mitzvois that were given through Moshe Rabbeinu, and not the mitzvois of these avodah zaras. Uvekoylo sishmo, and you shall listen to the voice of Hashem, which means the voice of the Nevi'im, and not the voice of the Navi Sheker. Ve'osei sa'avoidu, and you shall worship Hashem in his Beis HaMikdash, not the avodah zaras in their temples. Uvoisit bokun, and you shall attach yourself to Hashem. Just like Hashem is goymel chesed, so shall you. Just like Hashem buries the dead, so shall you. V'hanoviyahu, and this false Navi, oicholim hachaloimahu, or this person that said that he had a dream, you must. He shall be put to death by Bezdin. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf, Peites Omid Beis, brings down a machloikis. One man, the Omar, says that he is stoned, and Reb Shimon says that he is killed with chenek, strangulation. Ki diber sora al Hashem alekechem, he is killed because he spoke fabrication against Hashem your God. He made up a story that he is a Navi. He spoke against Hashem, HaMotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim, VaHapoydecha MiBeis Avodim, and Hashem who redeemed you from the house of slavery. And Rashi is bothered. Once it says that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, the fact that he redeemed you from slavery is included. Why does it have to say HaPoydecha MiBeis Avodim? Rashi answers that the Pasuk is telling us that even if Hashem would not have taken you out of Mitzrayim, he just would have redeemed you from the slavery, and you would have remained in Mitzrayim, that would have been enough for you to be a slave to Hashem and to serve Him and not to worship other avodah zaras. Lehadichacho, because this person caused you to go astray min aderech asher tzivcho Hashem lo'kecho lo'leches bo, from the way that Hashem your God has commanded you to go in. Uviyarta haro mikirbecho, and you shall remove the evil from among you. As Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lametes, Divrei Hamaschil Uviyarta says, that it is a mitzvah on every person in Klal Yisrael. If one finds a person who is chayev misa, you shall bring this person to Bezdin to make sure that he is executed. Uviyarta haro mikirbecho, you should make sure that the evil is removed from among you. Zok Rashi posuk beis, the nosan elecha ois oy moifes, he will give you a ois or a moifes. And Rashi is bothered, what is the difference between ois and moifes in this posuk? Rashi tells us, ois is bashamayim, and moifes is ala oretz. Zok Rashi venosan elecha ois, Bashamayim, he will give you a sign in the heaven. Ke'inyin shenemar, like the Pasuk says by Gidoin, when the Malach came to Gidoin and wanted him to fight against Midyan, Gidoin wanted a ois, a sign, that this Malach was the Shliach of Hashem. Ve'osisa li ois, and you shall make for me a sign. Ve'oimer, and Gidoin said, Yihina chorv el agiza, let there be dryness on this piece of wool. He placed a piece of wool on the ground, and he said that the dew should come from the heaven, and cause all the earth around this Giza, around this piece of wool, should be wet. However, the Giza itself, this piece of wool itself, shall be dry. And that will be a sign that Hashem has sent you. So we see over there that the Pasuk says, Va'osisa li ois, you shall give me an ois, a sign. And over there the sign was concerning dew, which falls from the sky. So we see ois is bashamayim, a sign from the sky. Zok Rashi, oy moifes, or a wonder, ba'oretz, if he gives you a wonder on the earth. That is the first girsa of Rashi. Rashi brings down another girsa, Svarim Acherim. Other texts say, V'nosan Elecha Ois, and he will give you an Ois Bashamayim in the heaven. And according to this girsa, the Raya is not Bashamayim from Gidon, but rather from a Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'hoyu la'oisais ulamayadim. The sun and the moon will be for signs, and to tell you when the Yom Tovim are. So we see that the sun and the moon, which are in the sky, are called Oisais. So we see ois is bashamayim, oy moifes ba'oretz, or a wonder on the ground. And over here Rashi brings down the raya from Gidoin concerning moifes ba'oretz. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, im tal yiyah al agiza levada. The other sign that Gidoin gave was that he placed the piece of wool on the ground and he said, if there will be dew just on this piece of wool, val kol oretz chorev, and on the whole earth there will be dryness. Then that will be a sign that Hashem has sent you that I should fight against Midyan. And since this miracle had to do with the earth, because there will be dryness on the earth, so that is an example of a wonder that happens on the earth. So according to Rashi's first girsa, the raya that ois is bashamayim was from Gidoin, and Rashi did not bring down any raya that moifes is ba'oretz. However, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, the Raya that Oisiz Bashamayim is from the Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, and from Gideon he brings down a Raya that Moifes is Al Ha'oretz. Afal Pikein Lo Sish Maloi. Still, even though he performs miracles, you shall not listen to him. Vim Taimar, and if you will ask, Mipnei Ma Noisin Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memshallah Lasois Ois, if he is a Navi Sheker. Why does Hashem give him power to perform miracles? The answer is, Ki Menasa Hashem Alekechem Eschem, because Hashem is testing you. Ves Mitzvois of Tishmaru, you shall watch his mitzvois, which means Taras Moshe. You should watch the mitzvois that were given through Moshe, and not the mitzvois that were given by the Avodah Zarah. Uvekoyle Sishmo, and you shall listen to his voice, Bekoyle HaNeviim, in the voice of the Neviim of Hashem, not the Neviyei HaSheker. Ve'oisei Sa'avoidu, and you shall worship Hashem, B'migdosha, in his Beis HaMigdosh, and not the Avodah Zarah, in their temples. Uvoisid Bokun, and you shall attach yourself to Hashem. Hadbeit Bedrochov, attach yourself to Hashem's ways. Gemoyle Chasodim, do chesed, kivor mesim, bury the dead, bakar cholim, visit the sick, k'moshe osa kodesh baruch hu, do everything that Hashem does. And although in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, on the words uladav kaboy, Rashi does not explain it to mean to attach yourself to Hashem and be like him, but rather to attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. So why over there does uladav kaboy mean to attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim, and over here uvoisid bakun means to attach yourself to Hashem and be like Hashem? The Imre Shefer answers that over there in Parshas Ekev, before the words Uladav Kabay, the Pasuk says, L'leches b'chol derochav, you shall go in all the ways of Hashem. As Rashi explains over there, that means, just like Hashem is Goyim al-Chesed, so shall you be Goyim al-Chesed. You should be like Hashem and do like His good deeds. Once the Pasuk says over there, L'leches b'chol derochav, we cannot explain Uladav Kabay to also mean the same thing, that you should follow the ways of Hashem. And that's why Rashi over there says, Uladav Kabay means to attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. However, over here where it says Uladav Kabay by itself, we can explain it to mean that you should be like Hashem and follow His ways. Zot Rashi, he is killed because he spoke Sara, Davar HaMusa Min HaOlam, something that is removed from the world. Shalai Hoya V'Lai Nivra, it never existed and was never created. V'Lai Tzivisiv, Hashem never commanded him to say this. L'Dabar came to speak like this. Dishtudra B'Laz, Zot Rashi V'Apoitchum B'Beis Avodim, Hashem who redeemed you from the house of slavery. And Rashi is bothered once it says Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, why does it have to add that He redeemed you from slavery? Once He took you out of Mitzrayim, obviously He redeemed you from slavery. Zok Rashi, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Afilu Ein Lo Olecho Ela Shepedo'acho, even if the only thing that Hashem did for you was that He redeemed you from slavery, even if you still are in Mitzrayim, Dayoy, that would be enough to cause you to have to be Meshubet to Hashem, and to be an Eved to Hashem, and not to worship Avodah Zarah. There is a very interesting Balaturim on the Parsha of Navi Sheker. The Balaturim says, in old manuscripts, on the Pasuk Ki Yokum Bekirbecha Navi, he says that the gematria of the word Bekirbecha, in your midst, has the same gematria, 324, as the words Zu HaIsha, this is the woman. To which woman is the Balaturim referring to? And the answer is, many years ago, in Europe, all books on Torah subjects were carefully scrutinized by a censor. He was a representative of the church who would delete or make changes if the content of the Sefer was derogatory against Christianity. Originally, the Balaturim wrote, Bekir Becha Navi, Zu Ho'isha Ubna. The words Bekir Becha Navi have the same gematria, 387, as the words Zu Ho'isha Ubna, this is the woman and her son, referring to the infamous mother who brought to the world a son who became the founder of Christianity. It is referring to Yeshu and his mother. He tried to impress on the world that he was a Navi sent by Hashem as Mashiach, and ultimately he was put to death. The censors were unhappy with the Balaturim's comment that there was a hint in the Torah that Yeshu was a false prophet and put to death, since the hint to Yeshu is brought down in the Parsha of Navi Sheker. Therefore, they deleted the words Navi, prophet, and the word Ubana, her son, leaving the Balaturim that used to say Bekir Becha Navi is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha Ubana to only say Bekir Becha is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha. And that is why the censor's amended version seems difficult to comprehend. And later on, even this part of the Balaturim was removed and can only be found in old manuscripts. And the Posa continues with the Parsha of Mesis Umeidiach, one who incites others to go astray. The Pasuk says, Ki Yisischa, if he will persuade you and incite you to worship Avodah Zarah, who will do so? Achicha, your brother from one father. Ven imecha, or the son of your mother, which is your brother from one mother. Oivincha, or your son. Oivitcha, or your daughter. Oieshes chekecha, or the wife that lies in your bosom. Oireacha, or your friend. Asher kenafshecha, or the person that is beloved to you like your soul, which is your father who is attached to you like your own soul. If any of these people, or any other people, incite you to worship Avodah Zarah baseser, secretly, because typically the mesis, the one who incites, does it secretly. Lamar, and he says, Neilcho, let us go, v'navda elohim acherim, and let us worship other gods. And this is a tremendous disgrace for you, because asher lo yodato ato v'avisecho, these gods are gods that you and your fathers have never seen and never known. And even the goyim know not to change the traditions of their ancestors. If their ancestors did not do something, they would not do it. However, you are willing to break the chain and worship gods that your ancestors did not know. May Elohei ho'amim asher svivasechem, you will worship gods from the nations that are around you. Hakrev melecha, the ones that are close to you. Oy harachoyke mimecha, or the ones that are far from you. And just like there is no substance to the Avodah Zarahs that are close to you, there is also no substance to the Avodah Zarahs that are distant from you. Mikseh ha'aretz v'akseh ha'aretz, you will worship the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all the heavenly bodies that travel from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. And the Pasuk says that this person shall be treated much differently than any other Jew. Loi soive loi, you shall not want him and you shall not love him. Even though by the rest of the Jews there is a mitzvah, v'ohavta l'reacha kamecha, it does not apply to this person who is a mesis. V'loi sishma elov, and you shall not listen to him. When he pleads for his soul that he should be forgiven, we will not listen to him. V'loi sochais eincha elov, and you shall not take pity on him. If he is in danger, you do not need to save him. V'loi sachmoil, and you shall not be compassionate to him when he is in court to try to find a way to prove him innocent. Even though by all other people we try to find a way to prove them innocent, however by the mesis we do not. V'loi sechasa olav, and you shall not cover up for him. If you know information that can lead to his conviction, you shall not be quiet. Ki harai taragenu, because kill you shall kill him. As Rashi explains, the double lashon is teaching us that if he comes out of Beis Din innocent, and you have information that can show that he is guilty, he is brought back to Beis Din, and you shall testify against him. And also, just the opposite, if he comes out of Beis Din guilty, and he claims that he can prove his innocence, we do not bring him back to Beis Din. And this is just the opposite of what we would do by a regular person. Because by a regular person, if he comes out of Beis Din guilty, and somebody could be melamed tzchus on him, he is brought back to Beis Din. However, if he comes out of Beis Din innocent, we do not bring him back if somebody can prove that he is guilty. The mesis is treated much worse than a regular person. So the pasuk says, Harig taragenu, you shall kill him, yodcha tia boi barishona, your hand shall be in him first, lahamisai, to kill him. The person who was incited shall be the one who will kill the inciter, the one who was the mesis. And this deviates from the standard procedure, because by other cases of stoning, it is the witnesses who carry out the sentence if they are able to. Like it says in Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. However, over here it is the Nises, the one who was incited, who will kill the Mesis. And if the one who was incited is not capable of killing this person, then V'yad Kol Om Ba'achroina, it will be given over to the hands of the nation. Usekaltoi Bo'avonim Bo'meis, and he shall be pelted with stones, and he shall die. Ki Bikesh, because he seeked L'hadichacho Mi'al Hashem Lekecho, to cause you to go astray from Hashem your God, Hamotiyachom Eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of slavery. Yechol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiroun, and all of Klal Yisrael shall hear and fear, V'lo Yosifu Lasois, in order that they should not again do Kadover Haro Hazeh B'Kirbecho, such an evil thing in your midst. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains how everybody will hear and fear, and the Gemara says, the courts send out messengers throughout the country to announce that so-and-so was convicted as a mesis and was sentenced to death. Zok Rashi Pasuk Zayin Ki Yisischa, when he will incite you, Ein Hasasa Ela Giroi, the word Hasasa, mesis, means to provoke. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Im Hashem Hasischa Bi, if Hashem incited you against me. Amit Rabbalaz, Shemasiya Elasis Kain, he leads him to do like this. And who will incite you? Achicha, your brother Me'av from one father, Oiveni Mecho, or the son of your mother, which is your brother, may aim from your mother. Chekecho means hashecheves bechekecho, your wife that lies in your bosom, And according to this pshat, chekecha means your bosom. And Rashi also adds on, umocha kabucha, your wife who is engraved in you. According to this pshat, chekecha means the one that is engraved in you. And so it says in Yecheskel, umechek ha'oretz, and from that which is engraved in the ground, which means miyesoid ha'tokua ba'oretz, the foundation that is embedded in the ground. So we see that chek means engraved and embedded. Asher kenafshecha, ze avicha. This is referring to your father that is like your soul. And we find a father-son relationship is considered soul to soul because the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, v'nafshoi kishura b'nafshoi, Yaakov's soul was tied to the soul of Binyamin. Pirush l'cha akosav esachavivin l'cha, the Pasuk lists the people that are beloved and close to you, that you should not listen to them to worship Avodah Zarah, kavachomer, or the more so, la'achirim, that you should not listen to other people who are more distant from you. Baseser, and he will say this secretly, Diber HaKosav Behoive, the Pasuk speaks about that which is usual. She'ein Diber Mesis Ela Baseser, because typically the Mesis says his words secretly. Mechenu Oimer, and so it says in Mishlei, Baneshef, he says his words at night, Bo'er of Yoim, when the day is ending, Be'ishrein Laila Ve'afelo, when it is dark at night. Asher Lo Yodato Ato Vavisecho, these Avodah Zarahs that you and your fathers did not know. Davar zeh gnai gadol hu lecha. This is a very big disgrace for you. She'af ha'umos ein manichin ma'asher masru lehem avisehem, because even the goyim do not abandon what their fathers have given over to them. V'zeh omer lecha, and this person is telling you, azoiv ma'asher masru lecha avisecha, abandon what your fathers have given over to you, the tradition of your fathers. Ha'kroivim elecha oy ha'rachoykim, the ones who are close to you or far from you, lama parat kroivim u'rachoykim, why does the Pasuk specify the ones who are close and far? Elakach omar akosuv. This is what the Pasuk is saying. Mitivin shel kroivim, from the nature of the ones that are close, atalomeid, tivin shel rechoikim, you can learn the nature of the avodah zarahs that are distant from you. Kishem she'in mamish b'kroivim, just like there is no substance to the avodah zarahs that are close, kach in mamish b'rechoikim, so there is no substance to the avodah zarahs that are far away. Mikseya oretz, from one end of the earth to the other, Zuchama ulevono utzva shamayim. This is referring to the sun, the moon, and the hosts of the sky. Shehin mahalchem misoif ha'olam v'atsoifoi, that they travel from one end of the world until the other, and you shall not worship them either. Loisoiv loy zagrashi loy tehe toav loy. You shall not want him. And in the context of the pasuk, this means loy tehevenu. You shall not love him. V'fishenemar, since it says concerning the rest of Klal Yisrael, ve'ohaf do l'reacha kamoicha. You shall love your friend like yourself. Ezeh loy tehav, this person you shall not love. Leisishma elov, and you shall not listen to him. Bischanoi al nafshoi limchoi loy, when he pleads for his soul to be moichel him, you shall not. Lefishenemar, because the pasuk says concerning your enemy, ozoiv tazav imoi, you should forget your anger that you have against him, and you shall help him when the load is on top of his animal. You should help unload his animal. And although the Pasuk tells us over there that you should forgive your enemy, however, over here the Pasuk says, you shall not forgive him. V'loisachos eincha olav, and you shall not have pity on him, l'fishenemar, since the Pasuk says by the rest of Klal Yisrael, l'isa'amoid aldam riecha, you shall not stand by the blood of your brother, which means that if he is in danger, you shall help him out. Alzeh loisachos, on this person you shall not have pity, and you should not save him. V'loisachmoil, and you shall not be compassionate to him. You should not try to find a way to prove his innocence. And you shall not cover for him. If you know something that could lead to his conviction, you have no right to be quiet. Because kill you shall kill him. Why does it say the double lashon? If he comes out of Bezdin innocent, you bring him back to prove that he is guilty. Yotzo mi bezdin chayev, if he comes out of bezdin guilty, al tachzireu l'schus, do not bring him back in order to prove his innocence. Yotcha tia boi barishona, your hand shall be in him at first. Mitzvah b'yad haniseis lahamisoi, it is a mitzvah in the hand of the person that was incited to kill the inciter. L'meis b'yodoi, if he cannot kill him, yomos b'yad acherim, then other people get involved and kill the maces. Shenema v'yad kol om b'achrona, the hand of the whole nation will be there at the end. And we see over here in the parasha of the Maces that the Torah is stricter regarding the treatment of the Maces than it is regarding any other Ovrei Avera. The Torah specifically instructs us not to have mercy on the Maces, not to attempt to prove his innocence, concepts which aren't found by any other Ovrei Avera. And the Alter von Kellum points out that this stringency is even greater when one considers that in reality the Mesis didn't accomplish anything. Although he attempted to convince another Yid to worship Avodah Zarah, he was unsuccessful. The other person turned him in and refused to listen to him. Even so, the desire to sway another person to go off the Derech Hashem is so severe that it receives the most stringent penalty. Rashi writes in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Chav, Pasuk Hei, that Hashem's reward for those who listen to him is 500 times greater than the punishment meted out to the ones who sin. We find many times that people are involved in Kiruv Rechoikim, being Mekar of Yidden who went off the Derech, and they invest valuable time and energy trying to reach out to the other person, only to find that their efforts are completely unsuccessful. As frustrating as this experience may be, the Alter von Kellum offers us words of comfort, based on what we just said. Because if the punishment for somebody who tries to sway somebody unsuccessfully to go off the Derech is so great, and Midah Toiva is greater than the Midah of Peronios by 500 times, all the more so, somebody who is trying to be makar of somebody to go back on the derech, even though he is unsuccessful, it is unimaginable how great his char will be. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Ir HaNidachas, a city where most of the people, most of its inhabitants, were oved avodah zarah. Kisishma, if you will hear ba'achas orecho in one of your cities, asher Hashem elokecho noisin lecho, that Hashem your God is giving you lo sheves sham to live there. And what will you hear? You will hear Lamar saying, Yotzu anoshim b'nei Belial mikirbecha, lawless men have gone out from your midst. Rashi tells us Belial means Beli oil, without a yoke, people who have removed from themselves the yoke of Hashem. Vayadichu es yoshvei irom, and they caused the people of their city, the inhabitants of their city, to go astray. Lamar saying, Neilecha, let us go, v'na'avdo, and worship Elohim acherim, other gods, asher lo yedatem, that you have not known. V'dorashto, and you shall seek out the Edim. V'chokarto, and you shall investigate the Edim. V'sho'alto heitev, and you shall inquire well of them. And Rashi tells us, from here we learn out the seven chakirois, the seven questions that are asked to the Edim to find out if they are telling the truth. And that is seven specific questions which must be asked when interrogating witnesses who appear before the court. And these questions pertain to the time and place of the event which they are testifying about. And these seven questions are enumerated in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. V'hinei emes, and if it is true, nochen hadavar, the word is correct, nesesa hatayeva hazois bekirbecho, this abomination has been committed in your midst, and the majority of the people of this city worshipped Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is, hakesake es yoishvei ho'irahi lefi choreb. Hit you shall hit the inhabitants of this city by sword. Although an individual who worships Avodah Zarah is chayv skila, he is punished with stoning. However, when it's an Ir HaNidachas, most of the city worships Avodah Zarah, then the punishment is with saif by a sword. Hachrim oisa, destroying it, veskol ha-shebo, and everything in it. As Ramban explains, Hachrim oisa is referring to destroying the men, veskol ha-shebo is referring to destroying the women. Ramban learns that the Taf, the small children, are not killed. However, Rambam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perik Dalet Halacha Vav, writes that even the small children are killed. The Esbehemta, and also its animals, will be killed, Lefi Chorev, by the sword. So it comes out, the men, the women, and the animals are definitely killed by sword, and questionably, the small children also. The Eskol Shalala, and all its booty, all the belongings of the people of the city, Tikvot, you shall gather, El Teich Rechoivo, into the streets of the city, v'saravta va'esh, and you shall burn it in fire, esho'ir the city, v'eskol shalala, and all its booty, kalil, completely destroying it, l'ashem elokecha, for the sake of Hashem your God, v'hoisa tel olam, and it shall be an eternal heap, loisi bone oid, never to be rebuilt again, v'lo yidbak biyodcha ma'uma min acherim, and there shall be nothing attached in your hand from the banned property, which means you are not allowed to have any anah from the property of the city, and you must kill everybody in the city. Leman Yoshev Hashem Mecharon Apoy, in order that Hashem should turn back from his anger, because as long as there is Avodah Zarah in the world, Hashem's anger will burn. V'nosan l'cho rachamim, and Hashem will give you mercy. V'ri chamcho, and he will be merciful to you. V'hirbecho, and he will multiply you. Kasher nishba l'avoisecho, like he has sworn to your fathers. And the Orachaim explains this pasuk, V'nosan l'cho rachamim,
that this mass execution that is done to the city can easily make the general population callous to suffering. It could be expected that it will erode their natural feelings of mercy and make them heartless and cruel. In response to this fear, the Torah promises that Hashem will infuse in them a new feeling of compassion and sensitivity. And that is what the pasuk means by V'nosan l'cho rachamim. He will instill in you new feelings of mercy. And once the people have become more merciful than ever, V'richamcho, Hashem will be merciful to you, because Hashem acts toward people as they act toward others. And if you will be worried about the decline in population due to this mass execution, V'hirbecho, Hashem promises that He will multiply you to make up the loss. And the pasuk continues, Kisishma, when you will listen, B'koil Hashem Elokecho, in the voice of Hashem your God, Lishmor es kol mitzvoisav, to watch all of His mitzvos, Asher anochi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Lasos hayoshor, to do what is correct, Be'enei Hashem Elokecho, in the eyes of Hashem your God. And the Meshech Chochma points out that this pasuk only says hayoshor, what is correct, unlike in Perek Vav, pasuk Yudches, and Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chofches, where there it says Hayosher veHatoiv, that which is correct and that which is good. Why doesn't the pasuk over here say veHatoiv? And he explains that over here by Ir HaNidachas, people are being killed, and when people are being killed, we cannot consider it toiv, good, in the eyes of Hashem, even though the people that are being killed are Rishoyim. That is why toiv is omitted from this pasuk. Let us go back on the Rashi's pasuk Yud Gimel. If you will hear in one of your cities that Hashem has given you Losheve Sham to live in them. Zakrashi, Losheve Sham is Prat Yerushalayim, it's coming to exclude the city of Yerushalayim that cannot become an Ir Hanidachas. Why? Shelo Nitna Ladiro, because Yerushalayim was not given for living. Its primary function is not for living, but rather for the resting place of the Shekhinah. Ir Hanidachas can only be in a city that is Losheve Sham that you live in, not in Yerushalayim. And Rashi continues, Kisishma, if you will hear, Lamar saying. Typically, Lamar means to say to others. However, over here, Lamar means that this is what they are saying. Oimrun Kain, this is what they are saying. Yotu b'nei Bli'al, lawless men have gone out. What does Bli'al mean? Bli'oil, without a yoke. Sheparku oiloi shalmokoim, they have removed from themselves the yoke of Hashem. Anoshim. Why does the pasuk have to say the word anoshim? The pasuk could have said yotzu b'nei Belial without the word anoshim. Zok Rashi v'loy noshim. Anoshim is coming to exclude women. If the women are the ones that instigated and persuaded the people of the city to be oved avodah zarah, then it does not have a din of ir hanidachas. And even if most of the people worship avodah zarah, they will not be punished with the misa of sayif, but rather like individuals who worship avodah zarah with the misa of skilo. Zot Rashi, Yoshve Iram, the inhabitants of their city they persuaded. Below Yoshve Iracheres, it is not talking about when they persuaded people from a different city. Mikan Amru, from here, Chazal tell us, a Nasis Ir Hanidachas, a city does not become an Ir Hanidachas, ad sheyadichuhu anoshim, until the people who are the persuaders are men, v'ad sheyiu madicheu bitoicho, and only when the people who persuade live in that city. They persuade the people of their own city. However, if they persuade people from another city, then it does not become an Ir Hanidachas, and the people who worship Avodah Zarah, even if it's most of the city, will be Chayiv Skila and not Sayif. Zok Rashi v'dorashto, and you shall seek out v'chokarta, and investigate v'sho'alta heitev, and you shall inquire well. Mikan lamdu, from here Chazal learn out Sheva Chakirois, that the witnesses are asked 7 questions concerning the time and place of what they are testifying about. Miriba Hamikro, and this is learned out from the extra wording in the pasuk. Kanyesh Gimel. In this pasuk, there are 3 words: Drisha, Vechakira, Vehetev. The word Vidorashta, Vechokarta, and Hetev, alluding to 3 questions. Vishalta Einoi Min Aminyan. The word Vishalta is not counted. Umimenu Lomdu Bedikos, because from that word Chazal learn out a different set of questions that are asked to the Edim, and these are called Bedikos, examinations. And these are questions that pertain to the details of their testimony other than time and place. Uvemokim acher huomer, and further on in Parsha Shoiftim it says, Vidorshu ha-shoiftim heitev. So there it says Vidorshu and heitev, which is another 2 questions. V'oid b'mokim acher huomer, and also in another place it says, Vidorashto heitev. So that is another 2 questions. V'lamdu heitev heitev l'gzereshava. Since all 3 places have the word heitev, so we learn heitev heitev as a gzereshava. To to place what is said in one by the other. To connect all three places, this way we will have a total of seven. Three over here, Vidorashto, Vichokarto, and Heitev. Two from the Pasuk, Vidorshu, Heitev. And two more from the Pasuk, Vidorashto, Heitev. For a total of seven questions that the Edim are asked. Zakrashi, Hake, Sake, Hit, You Shall Hit. Why does it say a double Lashon? Zakrashi, Imeincha Yochel Lahamisom, Bimisa Haksuvu Bohem. If you cannot kill them with the death penalty that is said in the Torah with Saif, Hemisam Ba'acheres, then you can kill them with another form of death. And the Pasuk says, You shall burn down the city, Lashem Lekecha. This means Lishmai, for his name, Uvishviloi, and for his sake. L'man Yoshev Hashem Mecharon Apoi, You shall kill the people of the city in order that Hashem should turn back his anger. Shekozman she'avodizor ba'olam. As long as there is avodizor in the world, charon af ba'olam, Hashem's anger will burn in the world.